Near the Cultural Centre bus station over the weekend, you might have noticed the platforms were packed. That's because buses were replacing trains on some lines. Roma Street to Corinda, Yerongpilly and Murarrie. And it's not the first time it's happened. I received a number of messages and occasional tweets from listeners saying, this is just ridiculous. Apparently there was at the centre, the transit centre point for the buses at the Cultural Centre, there was no one, no staff to help, no sort of information messages. So let's go to Robert Dow from the Transport Lobby Group Rail back on track. It's worrying when you have to go to the lobby group to get more accurate information than you do than the authorities, but you'll hear why in just a moment. Robert, so you say the problem in southeast Queensland is when there are track closures and there are no rail replacement bus timetables. Is that right?
Yeah, g'day, Steve. That's right. Yeah, I was recently in Melbourne and I had occasion to travel from Newport to Altona during a track closure. And even before I went to Melbourne, I was able to plan my journey because there was rail replacement bus timetables published and also very clear diagrams as to what the patterns of the buses would be performing that rail replacement. Now, in southeast Queensland, we have regular track closures, as listeners would know.
Yeah.
On the weekend, it really did at times get completely out of hand at the Cultural Centre. There was no customer liaison officers there to help passengers. There was no one doing announcements as there is in peak time, as listeners would know, and it got very confusing. Anyone with impaired mobility would not have been able to manage to get onto a bus at Cultural Centre.
Never mind impaired mobility, able-bodied people like me. I was getting messages from listeners saying, this is ridiculous. There is no one here to help and no messages that clarify what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. It's very poor, Steve. We've been calling now for a number of months for TransLink to actually snap out of the daydream and actually look at the entire rail replacement bus procedures and improve it. Now, some of the key things that we think need to be addressed are, firstly, they need to publish rail replacement bus timetables for all planned closures, and we think at least 2 weeks prior.
Do other states do that, Robert Dow?
Yes.
So other states do that? Okay.
Yes, they do. We've posted examples of the rail replacement bus timetables up on our Facebook page if anyone wants to go and have a look at them. So they do it. Yes, they do, Steve. Also, we think they need to also publish the bus service patterns. It can be very confusing for people because some buses are running express, missing stations. Other buses are stopping at certain stations. It's all a bit confusing. So if they also publish the bus service patterns, that helps people to understand how the buses are working, and importantly, when the first and last bus is timetabled to run, and how often those buses are going to be running during the day and the evening. Now, the other thing they need to do is make sure they have numerous, clear, adequate signs during the closures. They do have some. We continue to find passengers sitting on rail stations during closures waiting for trains that are not coming, Steve.
Really? Continue to today even?
Yes, it's very frustrating. We also think that perhaps Queensland Rail may be in the position to make voice announcements as well on those stations, alerting passengers to the fact that there is no trains and they need to go to the rail replacement stop and have a look at the signs, which will then direct them to do that. The other thing that they need...
So more adequate signage. So let's go through the list. You think that's quite obvious.
They need to do it better. The other thing I've suggested to Queensland Rail during closures is to have a really large sign, you know, bright orange or whatever, just a big colour flash, which people would see and they'd say, oh, okay, there's a track closure, I need to look for the bus information, right? I think something like that may assist as well. The other thing that they need to do, and this was shown up at the Cultural Centre on the weekend, they need to ensure there are well-placed, properly informed staff to assist and direct at key interchange points and stations. Now, they do that to some degree, but they don't do it properly. They need more staff, and they need to make sure that the staff actually understand what's happening and give correct information to the passengers. We've had feedback from passengers travelling during track closures particularly, and staff have actually given them wrong information. They've directed them to wrong buses, wrong locations for the buses and so forth.
So the staff themselves are sometimes confused?
Oh, very much so, Steve.
Right, okay.
Yeah. And the other thing is that we think that TransLink must make sure that the bus replacement service frequency is better than the replaced rail frequency, because this makes for better connections and shorter overall journey times. What TransLink do, they put out a generic, or allow at least 60 minutes extra for your journey time. Often it's longer, sometimes it can be shorter. But without any timetable information, no one knows when the buses are coming and going at the rail replacement bus stops. So we think the first thing, published rail replacement bus timetables would go a long way into minimising some of the confusion.
My guest is Robert Dow from the transport lobby group Rail Back on Track. We're talking about what happened on the weekend. A number of listeners contacted me particularly concerned about the Cultural Centre bus station. There were buses replacing trains on lines Roma Street to Corinda, Yerongpilly and Murarrie. It was fairly difficult for people to work out where to go. There was no staff to help. There were no public announcements. A number of listeners contacted me saying, for goodness sake, you know, why isn't this a much better service? Which is why we've gone to Robert Dow. It's currently 17 minutes past four. I'm keen to know what your journey's been like when buses have replaced trains, by the way. So whether or not you were there on the weekend, either way, if you were there on the weekend, terrific, please call me. But if you weren't, what's your journey been like when those buses have replaced trains? Give me a call now, 1300-222-612 is a phone number. Robert Dow's group says, look, we actually think they should improve the frequency of service for the reasons you've just heard him state. The past weekend, Robert Dow, wasn't the first time this has happened. How often does it happen?
Well, almost every track closure, we get feedback or we note social media feedback that there's problems during the track closure and people are confused. There's delays. Basically, you know, TransLink need to provide the information to allow intending passengers to make decisions and to plan properly. Just simply saying, allow 60 minutes, we don't have any timetables, it's just going to be hit and miss, it's not good enough, Steve. It really is not good enough. We've been highlighting this now for some time, and TransLink and the Minister for Transport need to actually do something. They need to start improving their customer service, their customer focus. It is not acceptable. When I travel interstate, and I was down Melbourne a few weeks ago...
Mark Bailey, the Minister, is very good at sending out tweets of things that he likes, but he doesn't seem to address issues like this terribly well. What's your experience as the major lobby group?
No, they just seem to ignore the feedback. They seem to ignore the constructive suggestions. We have got to the point now where we're extremely frustrated with the performance of TransLink, the performance of the Minister. We think both need to improve dramatically. It just simply isn't good enough anymore. We have problems with our rail network. We all know that. We have a reduced service timetable. And when you throw in this hit-and-miss bus replacement arrangements, it just simply isn't acceptable. TransLink managed to publish rail replacement bus timetables for the Ben Lee line during the Commonwealth Games. And you being a Salisbury station person, Steve, you probably know that.
Yeah, my station was bypassed, yep.
yeah, but they had timetables, and that certainly helped people.
That's true, that's absolutely true.
And they ran a pretty high frequency. They ran a better frequency than what you normally get.
Yes, right? It was a good service, ironically.
That's right. Now, if they do those basic things, rail replacement can be generally done very well. Okay, it's just a matter of then fine-tuning the signage, making sure perhaps they can do the announcements on the station. It's very frustrating for us to find passengers waiting on platforms for trains that are just simply not coming. I can remember a number of years ago when the Premier was the Minister for Transport, and I went down the Goodna Railway Station one Sunday afternoon. There was 30 people sitting there during a track closure. So I rang up the then Transport Minister, now the Premier, and said, there's a problem, Minister. Okay, we need to do something about it. And at that point, the signage was improved, and there was a focus on trying to inform passengers as to impending closures and so forth.
All right. All right, one final question that's about transport, but not this one. We've been trying to find out for weeks what happened earlier this month, on the 7th of July, when there was a major problem with buses replacing trains between Bowen Hills, South Brisbane and Corinda, Robert Dow. Now, let me tell you what QR says. Queensland Rail says, quote, there was an overhead power issue through the inner city area. On inspection, electrical contact between a new generation rolling stock train, the NGRs, and the overhead power lines resulted in damage to the train and power supply. End of quote. Now, bizarrely, QR referred us to Translink when we wanted to pursue this. We're still scratching our heads as to why QR would refer us to Translink when it's a QR train. But do you know what happened?
Well, I understand it was a dewirement. Now, a dewirement is when there's a problem with the overhead line equipment. It happens from time to time on any electrified railway that has overhead line equipment. Basically, for some reason, the wires or the supports holding the overhead wires come down and make contact with the train. Now, typically, it'll be a pantograph that will pull the wires down. There could be a faulty stay holding up the wire or whatever. Now, when that happens, there's always a delay in evacuating the passengers because, firstly, they have to de-energise the system, then they have to make sure it's safe, and then they have to work out a safe evacuation strategy to get the people out. So there's always a delay, and I understand that people are on the train for some time. Now, that's normally happens when there's a dewirement. There was a dewirement on the Gold Coast line a few weeks before the Commonwealth Games, actually, Steve. So these things do happen from time to time. Now, Translink and TMR do manage the NGR trains, and all work associated with the NGR trains is carried out by the consortium led by
Bombardier
out of Walkeraka.
Okay.
Now, QR is just an operator. As I understand it, Queensland Rail is not able to actually do any work on the trains itself. It must be done by the consortium staff. So that adds a little bit of complexity that's not there in terms of the other rolling stock on the network that Queensland Rail manage. But nonetheless, it seems to be a little bit secret. And the suggestion might be that, well, is there a problem with the new generation rolling stock? Yet another one.
Mm.
It'd be better if they come out and actually said what actually happened, whether it was a faulty pantograph or whether it was a faulty overhead wiring system, whatever.
Yep.
I did hear about one report, a passenger at Central did see the pantograph sparking before the train went in the tunnel. So it seems to us anyway, it was just a dewirement. And these things happen from time to time. Why the secrecy? I simply can't understand other than what I've explained, Steph.
I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Steph. Thank you.
13.